What are you reading?
An article about this guy, Frain Selak.
Who's that?
He's a man from Croatia. They've called him the unluckiest man in the world. It looks like he's had an incredible life.
Incredible? How?
Well, it started in the 1960s. He says he was on a train that came off the tracks and crashed into a river. 17 people died, but he survived.
Lucky.
He did break his arm, though. Anyway, the next year, he was flying on a small plane which also crashed. The incredible thing was that as it was about to crash, one of the doors opened. The article says it had a fault. And he was sucked out. He landed safely, but nobody on the plane survived.
That's amazing.
I know. Then a few years later, he was in a bus accident. There was heavy rain and the bus driver lost control on the wet roads and crashed into a river. He survived, although 4 people drowned. Then he was in a car that caught fire while he was driving it on the motorway. He managed to get out with seconds to spare before the fuel tank exploded.
Wow. I don't think I ever want to travel with this guy.
Yeah, but that's not all. He got hit by a bus in 1995.
But he was okay.
Of course. And then the year after, he had another car crash. He was driving on a road in the mountains and he had to turn out of the way of a lorry coming in the other direction. So then his car went off the edge of the mountain and when it hit the bottom, it exploded. But Selak was okay because he'd managed to jump out just before it went over the edge. He was found holding onto a tree near the side of the road.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether he's unlucky or extremely lucky.
Well, the story's not finished yet. Apparently, in 2003, he won the Croatian lottery with the first ticket he'd ever bought.
No way.
That's what it says. So, in the end, he's definitely lucky, not unlucky.
Or maybe a mix of both.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think it's true, all that? Can all these things really happen to one person?
I don't know. I don't think everyone believes it. And it says there's no record of any plane crash in Croatia in the 1960s. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's a fascinating story, so I want to believe it's true. But who knows?
Yeah.
What did he do with the lottery money, by the way?
Well, first he bought himself a luxury home, that kind of thing. But then he decided to sell it and give most of the money away to friends and family because he thought that money couldn't buy happiness.
Well, it could all be true then. Anyone who would give away all their lottery winnings must be a really good person. So they wouldn't make up a story like that. I think that's quite inspiring.